And welcome, everybody. This is a pilot podcast for Stateside Gooner. I'm your host, Hugo, with the most. Here to start a podcast about the beloved Arsenal FC from here in the United States. And just comments, concerns, recaps, reviews, talk about player transfers, the rumors in the media, really anything that pertains to the team I will be trying to touch on with obviously. Half realism and half optimism, because I am a fan. I will be talking about Arsenal in a very optimistic way, and I also will try to keep it grounded because I know that we've been pretty mediocre for the last 10 years. Mediocre might be even a kind word, but we're gonna get started. Obviously, I've missed two games already. The first game against Man City, we lost 2-0. I'm not gonna get too much into that game, or maybe I will because I didn't get into it. But we lost 2-0. This was at home to start the season at the Emirates Stadium. Looked like there was a decent turnout. It was good to see the fans on the team's side. Obviously, in recent years with Arsene Wenger and the lack of, I guess, change in the club has caused some fans to get a bit angry. But you know, we're a little bit past that now because we do have a new manager. Can't say we haven't. They haven't done anything. They have changed the structure of the club. Obviously, we have Sven, our head of recruitment. We have a guy that I totally am blanking on his name, but he's our like director of football, I would guess, and he actually had worked previously at Barcelona during some of their successful years not too long ago. And then we got our chief executive, of course, Ivan Gazidis. I don't even know if I pronounced that last name right, but Ivan is his name. And those guys obviously kind of run everything, and then the coaching kind of pertains to just the coaching side. He just worries about obviously coaching. Now, so that's changed. So obviously, before I'll get into Man City, I will talk about some of the new signings that we got. That wouldn't be fair if I went right into the season start without what we did in the preseason. Not going to go over any preseason fixtures or friendlies because of preseason, and they don't really show a lot. They don't really do a lot. But anyways, let's say first signing thing we got was Lichtensteiner. It's a right back who played for Juventus, which was obviously the Italian champions the last 7 years in a row. So he does bring a little bit of a winning mentality. He is 35, so he's not no spry chicken. He is a little bit older, but with that, he does bring experience, and he will be there to obviously help and mold some of the young players we have at the club. All the best in that, Lichtensteiner. Looking forward to it. Hopefully, you help. We did bring Socrates, the Greek guy. He was playing at Borussia Dortmund, which was a German club. It's been pretty successful, been in the top end of the league, won the Bundesliga not too long ago, but it was a few years back now, wrestled away from Bayern Munich. So it is a team with some pedigree. He was the starting defender, central defender in that team. He was a center back. Apparently, he won like maybe somewhere of north of 50, 60% of his aerial duels that he went into. So he usually won if you went in the air with him. Big dude, probably around 6'3", 6'5", anywhere in that range. Big beefy guy. One thing though I have noticed in preseason and as I've been noticing the first two games, he is a little slow. Maybe he's obviously coming back to shape. Maybe he's trying to get back into form. But he's a little bit slow. It's the only my only concern, excuse me, for Socrates. But you know, a defensive reinforcement, which is really welcome. When we look back at last year, we had a poor defensive record, poor away record of really mostly, but poor defensive record. We gave away a lot of cheap goals, and we're hoping he might help settle the team a bit in the long run. But after him, we did buy a goalkeeper, Leno. I think is Bernard Leno is the way he pronounced. He's a German goalkeeper. He's about 26 years old. Played for Bayer Leverkusen for quite some time now. I think he's been playing with them for the last 6, 7 years since he's been 19 or something like that. Has experience playing in the Bundesliga, game after game, starting goalkeeper. He even got to go to the Confederations Cup with Germany and win it with them there, although the entire squad was basically of young talent, but he was one of those young talented youngsters to get a spot, so that says something. He's in. He hasn't started the first two games, which I will get into, but obviously we just signed him, and it's a good signing as far as, you know, if we need to use him in case of an injury this year. And also, excuse me. So what happens when you do a podcast after waking up? And I think he will be very good for us in the future as well. A guy with already a lot of experience and still a lot of years to give as a goalkeeper. Into my two favorite signings, we picked up Matteo Guendouzi. Kid, I had nothing. I had no information on. I had no knowledge of. I'm not an expert football scout, but I usually do keep up to date with some players. This guy was completely under my radar. He did play in the second division of France up until he joined us. He played for, I think how you pronounce the name is. Oh, goodness. This can happen the whole time, huh? Okay, wonderful. He plays for FC Lorient. It's a Lorient or Lorient or whatever. Awesome team, decent team, second league. I thought they were in the first division, but I guess they got relegated. I don't know when, this year, 2 years or 3 years ago or something. But anyways, long story short, he is a young defensive midfielder. He's about 19 years old. He has hair kind of like David Luiz, if you guys know what he looks like. French defensive midfielder, kind of plays back a little bit, but he's not really defensive. He's kind of more of just, he plays deep so that he can start plays from deep. A guy that actually has really impressed me, to be honest. Very elegant. The way I would describe his play is very elegant. He's a very classy player. He's very tidy on the ball. He controls the ball very well. He knows how to play a long pass very accurately, and he plays it very quickly after realizing the play is there to be made. He doesn't win a lot of battles in the air, which is interesting since he is a taller stature. He's like 6 foot, 6 foot one, I would say, just from the look of him. And but he, when he does go in for a tackle, he's not always, he doesn't always miss. He's pretty successful. I wouldn't say he makes them majority of the time, but I have seen when he really does give it a fair effort, he does make the tackle. So that's good. And his dribbling is impressive, and not as much as the moves that he can pull off. More so, how he's able to pull off moves in situations which you think would not be so easy to do so. As in, there's a lot of pressure around him, and he's like, oh, let me drop a shoulder, beat one, two, three players, I'm through to it. And he doesn't do this, you know, 90, 100% of the time, but it's just in times where you think most other players would start sweating a bit. He seems very calm and cooled and collected for a kid of his age. So I already am going to buy a jersey. There's no other Arsenal player that I like more than him already. He hasn't done anything for the team yet. He's just started two games, but for a 19-year-old to come from the second division of France to come in and start two games for Arsenal, that shows a lot. So I think this kid's going to be great, absolutely fantastic for us if he can continue with us and go straight to strength and develop. Oh, goodness. Moving on. And then we have Lucas Torreira, which I love Lucas. He's a Uruguayan. He's also young. I don't think he's 19. I think he's more so around 22, maybe 24, but I'm thinking 22. He went to the World Cup with Uruguay. Was a late addition to his team. It's not like he had been a staple in that side. Had been playing for Sampdoria. I think that's where you pronounce them. They're an Italian club. He's been playing there for the last couple of years. And then he's been in Italy actually for the last few years. Yeah, maybe 3, 4, 5 years of his career. Defensive midfielder, and the true aspect of a defensive midfielder. I've read an article where this one writer was actually likening him to Sergio Busquets as far as tactically only second to him in Europe, and those were his words, not mine. So very astute tactically. He can see where the gaps might be opening up, and he usually gets there to help out before a play started, so breaks up play very well. He's a very gritty player. He likes to nibble at your ankles. He likes to always be around, always looking for a tackle. So it adds a little bit of steel to the midfield that a lot of people say Arsenal have been missing recently. So he comes in and he does that job. He's a smaller player. I'd say like about 5'6", 5'7", yeah, he's a smaller player. So you think a defensive midfielder, a little bit bigger, stronger, might be help. But he's very combative, and that's what, he has a lot of fight in him. And he's one of those feisty midfielders. So I think that makes up for it. He's always going to be there, and he's always going to be looking to fight someone. He's not going to back down. So I like that he's been at it. But those, I think, were the five key additions that we added this year. We did let go of some of the players, but I'm not really going to talk about it because we let them go. And they're no longer our concern, are they? Exactly. I will say Callum Chambers went on loan, so he will come back. I hope Callum has a great season. He comes back. Moving right along into first game of the season. Oh, I'm sorry. Again, rushing. Why am I always rushing things? Let's talk about a manager a little bit. We did get a new manager, Unai Emery. He's Spanish nationality. Spent the last two seasons in France coaching. I don't know. You might have heard of them. PSG. And coaching a lot of big egos in PSG, such as Neymar, such as Cavani, such as, Kylian Mbappe, And there's a host of other great players that play at PSG currently. But yes, he spent the last 2 years there. Before that, he had spent, I think, 3 seasons at Sevilla, maybe 4 or 5. And that's a Spanish team. Let's just of note his accomplishments. He won the Europa League 3 years in a row. Europa League is more of a second-tier European competition for the domestic clubs of Europe, or at least for the ones that are in it. And it's not the most prestigious tournament, that's what I'm trying to say. But he went to this tournament 3 separate times consecutively with the same team and won it. And it's a tournament. There's a group stage and then there's, knockout rounds. So he went through each of these 3 years in a row and ended up with a trophy each time. So, he's an astute coach and he really motivated the players to do what they had to do. And then at PSG, he comes and he wins the league 2 years in a row. He wins the cup 2 years in a row. Doesn't win the Champions League, which is the most prestigious of the European tournaments in Europe, hence European tournaments. But yes, he does not win that. A lot of people criticize him. He had a star-studded squad. What about all the other star-studded squads? Okay, you guys aren't winning it every year either. So let's cool it. Then again, that being said, he's moved in. We have that new type of structure at the club with the three heads of the head that I told you. Then you have him who's really dealing with the coaching. He's brought in most of the staff that we have now is probably new additions. He did keep a few of the guys to obviously, kind of help with the gelling of the current staff and the players already there, and just to make sure everyone's a little more comfortable and it's easier for communication purposes. He is speaking in English every day in training, every day in press conferences. I will commend him on that. There's a lot of coaches that will easily use a translator, and no one would question them because they're brand new to the language, but he came in and hit the ground running. He's trying to do everything in English, and he's only going to get better. So credit to him, and honestly, it's going to take some time, okay? Going into the next two fixtures that we went into the start of the season this year, first game, second game, before I get into that, I just want to say, this guy does need time, okay? He is going to need time. He's not just going to come in, and he's not just going to dominate the league. It's just not going to happen. Pep Guardiola didn't win his first year in, It's just Jose Mourinho did. But some coaches, they just have it like that, and, in Arsenal, honestly, we're probably the bottom of the top 6 teams that people would consider fighting for the team. I don't think we're going to compete for the title for the next 2, 3 years. This is honestly not really more on us, although it is on us, but it's also more so looking around with the other teams. Man City is an absolute monster of a team. Liverpool is an absolute monster of a team. Chelsea is a dragon. You have Man United, that's a sleeping dragon. And Tottenham, which I fucking hate the Spurs, and I'm not going to say that they have any talent because I am not an Arsenal fan if I praise those motherfuckers. But that being said, they're a decent footballing side, so I will say that. So, yes, moving on, first game of the season, obviously we played Man City, the current champions, and guys who broke several records last year, that being also like a number of wins, points, goals scored. So, of course, we would open up with a very easy fixture against the current champions. Long story short, you guys know what happens, 2-0, bop-bop, we lose, game over. I watched the game. It wasn't the worst game I've seen us play. I've seen us play a lot worse games last year and the years before that. We did make a lot of mistakes, but then again, it's our first game. Man City, they looked obviously very comfortable in the style of play that they have. We obviously need to build a little bit. I think defensively we need to work. And that's even evident with the second game. Moving on to that, when we played Chelsea, in that game, obviously, we lost 3-2. We scored 2 goals. And that game I'll actually talk a little bit more because it was a little more I saw from the team. The first game, it just felt like everyone was just kind of feeling themselves out. Not even the other team, not even their teammates. Like everyone was just like, okay, first game back. Even though we did have several preseason games, we've had 2-day sessions. We were going right into it. We were building up our stamina, our cardio, all that was good and all well and good. I still think we just look unsure of ourselves a little bit. Second game looked a little bit better. Obviously, 2 first goals we conceded was really easy, and then it looked like they were going to score 5 or 6 on us, so it looked bad. We came back, scored 2 in the first half. We could have had 2 more in the first half. One thing I will say is there's a lot more emphasis on playing the ball from in to out, and then for the cutback for an easy goal. I can see that's what Unai Emery is going with, the manager, trying to pass out a lot into those wide areas, and then having a guy run from in to out to play for that final ball into the box, and then for a cutback. For a goal. And that is a very simple, basic I'm not groundbreak. I'm not a new discovery in football. And I don't want some guy to come in and put this new style of play that's like revolutionary. We don't need a guy to revolutionize the sport. We need a guy to come in and have a very clear, concise idea of how he wants us to play and a path to success. And I feel like Unai is starting to give a little structure because in that second game against Chelsea, defensively, we're still shambles. And I think defensively, it's just not going to be overnight. We had so many problems last year. We don't defend well as a team. But like I said, with Lucas Torreira, he didn't start either of the game. I think he's a lot better player defensively than some of the players we had. I think he needs to start a little bit maybe going forward. But anyways, we lost. It was 3-2. Next game, I am not even sure who we play because I call myself a true fan, but I can easily look that up and we can also kind of preview and discuss that a little bit. Let's see here. Fixtures. We play West Ham United. Wonderful. West Ham. Great. That should be fun. And that is going to be Saturday at 10 o'clock, August 25th, this Saturday, upcoming Saturday, this upcoming weekend. We'll be at home at the Emirates Stadium. And then we go Cardiff, and then we go to Newcastle. So we do have a couple winnable games in the next three games. I think we're only going to go from strength to strength. We're only going to get better. And I'm excited and optimistic, but at the same time, I'm realistic. We're not going to win shit this year. This year is strictly a rebuilding year, where we literally are just trying to find a new style of play and understand it as quickly as we can, incorporate it into what we do every day. And then believe in it, obviously incorporate the new players, get them up to speed, the young players, make sure we get, you know, good experience, good people, good vibes, good leadership around these guys, and then, you know, get them to really buy in the Arsenal way. But I think we'll be okay. Again, this was a quick podcast. I am sorry. It was just a pilot podcast. I just wanted to be out there, kind of show you guys what I'd be talking about, transfers, some of the games. I will go a little more tactically into the games. I'm not some, obviously, you know, licensed A continental like coach, so I'm not going to break down the X's and O's too much, but we want to keep this light and fun and also understandable for every Gunners fan out there in around the world and here in the United States. But I want to thank you guys for listening. My name is Hugo. I'm Stateside Gooner. I will be here broadcasting week in, week out, one podcast, probably coming in Monday or Tuesday after the weekend to review everything that's happened over the weekend. And maybe we'll have some guests. Maybe I'll learn how to actually do this better, add some cool sounds, some opening intro music and all that. But thank you for anyone who has listened. Drop a favorite if you like soccer, if you like Arsenal and you want to hear me rant about them, talk shit about them, or, you know, just praise them for when they actually do show that they can play soccer and they earn their $100,000 a week paycheck. But anyways, I digress. Thank you, everyone. I'm going to go. Probably go back to sleeping because that's what I should be doing for all the yawning I did in the podcast. Thanks one again. Everyone have a great day. Stateside Gooner out.